This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Juliet Scott Croxford. How are you, Juliet?
I'm great. Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And Juliet is the CEO of Worth. You may know Worth Magazine as one of the leading publications, but it is a completely different company that's expanding in a lot of new ways. And we're going to talk about how you're innovating. We're going to talk about leadership and then a passion of both of ours, which is getting more women CEOs together. So start off, you became CEO in August of 2018.
Yes.
And it's your first time CEO.
It is.
And you're taking over this prominent, venerable organization. What is Worth Magazine? Not Worth Magazine. What is Worth? Pardon me.
So we're now Worth Media, not Worth Magazine. And I like to describe ourselves as a 27-year-old startup. So our heritage is in financial and investment content to a high net worth and affluent audience. And our vision now is to inform and inspire a community of affluent, influential, and aspirational individuals to be their best self. So it's really about connecting them with the people and topics that matter most in their life, so that they can leave a lasting impact, not just on themselves, but also on their community and the world around them. So we're really broadening out the meaning of worth. In short, it's about worth beyond wealth. So our content is distributed in many forms. We still have our quarterly magazine, which we've recently redesigned. We do a series of live events for our community, and we also have worth.com, so we're putting a lot more investment into our digital online content to really engage our community in different ways and to broaden out our content and themes to ensure that the stories that we're creating and the information that we're providing is relevant to our audience. So that still might be content around smart capital and smart investment and professional development, but we're also leaning more into the life, more into the sort of lifestyle content, such as meaningful experiences and passions, purposeful living, so that is around health, wellness, personal development, as well as philanthropic causes and how philanthropy is innovating and changing, as well as trends and technology and innovation and how that's really disrupting the economy, society, and the way that we need to think and the way that we need to operate.
So you're really offering the full continuum, how people want to engage in any way, be it face-to-face, online, be it magazine, be it... How do you really define, though, the community? Because it seems like, well, everyone wants to be part of the Worth community, right?
Yeah.
But are there parameters around it, or what is the definition of what the Worth community is?
So traditionally, our community and our audience is a high net worth audience. So we distribute our magazine to 125,000 individuals across the US, and we also have a subscription model as well. So we also have some overseas subscribers as well. And we describe them as a worth reader as both a high net worth individual or an affluent, influential individual, but also we like to talk about the mindset. So it's really about people that are redefining success.
And oh, I like that. So you're, whatever success is, they are redefining it.
Exactly. So traditionally we have reached this high net worth audience, and we still do, and our magazine is very much targeted to that audience. However, increasingly as we put out more content online, we're reaching a more diverse audience and a more aspirational audience that still very much have the values around success and leading with purpose. So that's how we're really kind of diversifying our target audience, but also ensuring that we're still driving deeper relationships with our high net worth community, which is still incredibly important to us.
So your discipline is really strategic thinking back from when you were, and you're smiling at that, is back when you were at KPMG. When you became CEO, really it's part of a consortium, Clarum, and your mandate was, we're going to change the entire strategy. We're going to completely innovate what was this great magazine, beloved magazine. How did you go about doing that?
Yeah, so actually, my background, I started as a managing consultant.
Actually, with IBM.
With
Weren't
IBM.
You a coder?
Yeah, I was. I was a coder, and actually, I didn't really enjoy that, and now I'm so relieved that I started my career in coding, because it's now in everything. But what I did realize very early on was that I was interested in the impact that technology and digital has on industries, organizations, processes and people. So I then moved into what was their business strategy and organizational change practice. So I worked across a number of different industries and with clients helping them solve complex problems, which often had a technology underpinning. So they obviously often wanted to shift their business model in some way or recognize that their consumers were experiencing their products or services in a different way, and therefore they needed to change their thinking and transform their business in some way. I then, sort of a few years in, realized that the media industry was being disrupted fairly early on with what was the evolution of digital, and joined KPMG because their first media client was a company called The Guardian, which is now, at the time it was the ninth largest UK newspaper, it's now the third largest global media organization in the world. So I was there leading their print to digital transformation, and that was really about understanding the notion of products and how you get different parts of the organization to come together to transform both content and products and storytelling to reach the audience that you want to reach and then monetize it.
Okay, that's the big question everyone I know is trying to figure out, the holy grail. How do you monetize? How do you do the shift to digital?
So, I mean, I think particularly, I mean, the media industry has been so disrupted and it changes pretty much every quarter. So gone are the days where you can have a 5-year plan and a 5-year strategy and stick to it. But I think it's still very important to have a strategic vision, some strategic guardrails, but then encourage the organization to work in a very adaptable, data-driven, nimble way, and a very kind of test and learn way in order to achieve the goals that the organization wants to achieve. In media specifically, monetization takes a number of forms. You have advertising, which is a traditional form of partnership. Media organizations now need to monetize in different ways. I'm a fundamental believer in the fact that you need to diversify your revenue model. So we work with partners on the B2B side and on the B2C side to connect their brand with our audience. And we are now building out a content studio to create sponsored content for our partners around relevant themes so that we can get their brand messaging in front of our audience and also drive conversion and support with prospecting. So that's one way. The other way is really about how we monetize our audience. So that might be through recurring revenue, so through a subscription model. It might be through tickets to some of our experiential events or through new products. So a lot of organizations are experimenting with the membership economy and the membership model. And what's critical there is ensuring that you've got a solid, compelling value proposition that I think needs to connect both content, product, and meaning and inspiration in order for someone to be willing to pay for what you're doing.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with you about your leadership philosophy and also about women in business. Back in a few.
Robert Reese with the CEO Show Minute here with Jim McCann, CEO and founder of 1-800-Flowers. You're known for great customer service. Give me an example.
We have stories about the extraordinary delivery situations where a fellow in an airport, he decided his girlfriend gave him an ultimatum and said, if you don't propose to me by the time I leave for Paris with my family on vacation, don't call me again. At the last minute, he decided this was a good thing and he shouldn't miss out on it. And he asked if we could engineer delivery to Kennedy Airport on Long Island to get these flowers with a proposal to his girlfriend to say that, in fact, he did want to marry her. So we had a delivery guy make a special arrangements with a Port Authority police to get right to the gate with the bouquet. And he knelt down and he read the card message to her while her mom and dad and her sister stood there. And he read the proposal to her. And he had a cell phone in his hand saying, if the answer is yes, I'm instructed to call Richard and put you on the phone with him. So we have photographs of that situation. It was covered by the local TV station because they got wind of what was going on. And it's a great story.
Thanks, Jim. Robert Reese on the CEO Show Minute.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. I'm with Juliet, who is the CEO of Worth Media. And so we talked about this tremendous transformation that you're still in the first year, but transforming Worth Magazine into a different type of multimedia community for Worth. Talk about what your leadership philosophy is. And I know, Juliet, you and I have spoken in the past a lot, and you have some very defined, you might call them guardrails, like you said earlier about strategy, but specific ideas.
Yeah, I think I think it's interesting when you work with different generations now. The clarity around your strategic direction, I think, is fundamentally important. And I think providing the organization with guardrails around what your goals and priorities are is still very, very essential. I think in addition to that, in order to motivate, and particularly with a younger generation, I think it's very important to have an authentic purpose. So I think gone are the days where you can slap some values up on a wall and that warrants why you exist. I think a lot of organisations are sort of are really trying to navigate this notion of profit and purpose. And I think actually it's important, and it's instilled in the next generation, to understand what their organisation stands for and believes in, as well as how they make money. So I think wrapped in your strategic vision and your strategic goals, I think your mission and your purpose as an organisation needs to be crystal clear. I also think then you need to lead with a sense of camaraderie and authenticity. We talk a lot about inclusivity and the language we use and how we include every single person within the team so that they feel invested in what we're doing but also included in what we're doing. And I think also then I'm a big believer then in empowerment. So for me, I've used this model a couple of times now called OKRs, which Intel invented in the 1970s. It stands for Objectives and Key Results. And it's really a framework to enable every different part of the organization to operate in a highly collaborative way, in a data-driven way, but also to work at pace. So what I would do is set the strategic guardrails, set our goals, have a clear view in what our annual objectives are, but then with objectives and key results we would then chunk that down quarter by quarter and say, okay, this is what we're intending to deliver this quarter, this is how we're going to measure it, and it's okay if we don't get there, but it then gives us a clear sense of are we on track to achieve what we need to achieve.
And are you able to get the point where everyone is driving that instead of you?
Yeah. I mean, and that was very much part of the turnaround plan that I was involved with at The Guardian. But essentially, if you set out where we're heading and then you empower what I would call cross-functional teams or huddles mm-hmm. to get together, and they all have very different capabilities, but actually the power of those people coming together to work on a shared goal and a shared objective and then work out how they're going to get there. So the key thing is I don't prescribe how they do it, but I do prescribe these are the results that we're expecting to get at the end of it. And then they feel empowered to figure out how best to get there. And I'm not, you know, I'm not an engineer or a product manager, so they know, you know, they know best in this is how we should test how we get there. And they they can then, but actually they've got a clear sense of where we're trying to get to. And it is a really powerful way. It takes quite a shift, and it takes quite a long time to kind of move the organisation. It is a cultural shift in that way of thinking, but it's really quite powerful because you are then really connecting your organisational goal, and you know that everyone in the organisation is working towards that goal, but also working together in a collaborative way.
Well, that sounds what all CEOs could learn from and aspire to inspire people and engage them and really empower them. When you're talking about empowerment, you and I have spoken in the past about a similar passion we have, which I personally believe we need more than 24 Fortune 500 women, at least 50, and that's just the starting point. What is, and I know also, Clara, your sister company of yours is very involved with also another part, which is bringing women back to work. I think that's the greatest force we have, women who are already of skills and now are loyal to come back and eager. What's your take on where we're at and what we have to do to bring a better future for America by having women? Because it's obvious, if there's scientifically 5% of talent at the CEO level women, that's scientifically impossible. So we're killing the whole economy. Forget about just doing the right thing. So I don't want to get too impassioned. Juliet, you take over.
I mean, I think we need 150, not 50. And the
I love that.
The numbers are...
Let's do it together. We'll make it happen.
Yes, let's. I think... the numbers are going backwards. And we have to accelerate progress in this area. The World Economic Forum have come out and said it's going to take over 200 years to close the gender pay gap. Only 2.5% of investment goes to female-founded companies. 0.2% is the amount of investment that goes to women of colour. We're just not doing enough in this space. And I think I'm a big believer in it's not how do we get women to come back? It's how do we get women to remain in the workforce in a more flexible way? Mm. And one of our sister brands, The Second Shift, they have a technology platform that connects organizations and brands, many of them are embracing a shared parental leave, with highly experienced women that can remain in the workforce, but they might want to remain in the workforce 3 days a week, or they might want to work from home, but they're still highly skilled and organizations need that talent.
Absolutely.
And everything I hear at the moment is that we have a talent shortage. So I think really rethinking how we enable women to operate so that they can remain in the workplace is how we've got to think about this. You can see it's a passionate subject of mine. I think,
and we're not waiting 200 years on this.
Quite. And I think, you know, we relaunched Worth in Q1 this year with our Women and Worth Summit, and that was really about convening a group of leaders, founders, investors, policymakers that can help make this change and accelerate progress. So we need to talk about how do we accelerate progress for women. And, you know, they are, I think, they're going to be 85% of all consumer spend in the US is going to be women. That's bigger than the Chinese and Indian market combined. Yet, women aren't, in a lot of cases, taking control of the decisions they make around money and wealth, and we are not equipped from an organizational and a business standpoint and an industry standpoint to facilitate women working in a more flexible way.
And there you have it. On that inspirational note, Juliet, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We'll be right back. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Adrian Bridge, who is the CEO of Flaggate. Now, Flaggate is a company that is around since 1692. That's over 325 years. What we're going to hear about are interesting things or innovation in that company, from properties and real estate to creating new categories. And we're also going to hear about what it's like working for a family business with such a unique, venerable heritage. So, Adrian, tell me about Flaggate from your perception. You've been CEO since 2000. So that's 19 years.
19 years, yes, that's right, Robert. Although actually, in the nature of a family business, I think I took over the responsibility in 1998, but my father-in-law, from who I took over from, had wanted to remain in charge until the new millennium was seen in. So I took on the formal responsibility on the 1st of January 2000. The Flaggate Partnership is actually conceptually a relatively new company. Our original company, which is Taylor Flaggate Port, founded back in 1692. We changed the name following an acquisition that I made on the 10th of September 2001. So if you'll, that date's important because the day after the world changed. But we purchased a company called Croft, which had been our neighbor for the last 300 years. And rather than try to absorb them into the Taylor Flaggate Group, we decided to create this new name called the Flaggate Partnership. And the logic of that was John Flaggate, who had been active in the business in the middle of the 19th century as a partner. He had several children, one who worked in Taylor's, and some daughters who married into Fonseca, one of our companies, married into Croft, and married into another company. So it was kind of felt to us that we were bringing the family back together 150 years later by uniting two groups of people who had been literally living either side of a small, narrow road for 300 years. We were bringing them under this united family concept of the Flaggate Partnership.
And talk about your different products that you have.
Well, our core business is making port wine, which is this unique wine from the Douro Valley in northern Portugal, a very beautiful wine region, and a wine region where tradition marries very closely with innovation, and we've been quite active in that area. But our base is in the town of Porto, so it's what gives the city gives its name to the wine that we make. And that's very interesting because many people who come to Porto, of course, expect to see vineyards around the corner, and they're not. They're about 100 miles away in the inland, which is ideally suited by climatic conditions for growing our grapes. But storage on the Atlantic coast is the best place for us to age our wines. And inevitably, having been a company that has been around for 327 years, also a company that has been very active in consolidating the port industry in the last 20 years, we've ended up with a lot of real estate. And rather than essentially give that real estate away to a real estate developer by selling it, we wanted to take control of it. And so we've developed businesses in the hospitality areas. We've built hotels, visitor centers. We're currently in the development of something called the World of Wine, which is a 100 million euro development of really a cultural center right in the heart of the city, and probably one of the biggest city center development projects in Europe at the moment, certainly in Portugal. And then, you know, logically, we've expanded into distribution because being closely connected to your customers and being able to communicate them and hear from them where their interests are is very important. So that's the three divisions we have.
So let's go into a really important question people want to know. What is the secret, and Americans always want to know this, to a great port?
Well, I think the port has survived as a business. I mean, after all, we're running a company that's 327 years old. We are one of the oldest companies in the world. And probably two aspects to that is probably, you know, alcohol has not tended to go out of fashion throughout time. But secondly, that quality ultimately will find consumers. And so our focus on
by the way, it's a very astute sentence. Everyone should learn from that. Quality will find consumers.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Well, I the interesting, of course, for us, the dynamic is it finds consumers now in more countries around the world. So you know, 20 years ago we were selling in less than 50 countries. Now, you know, we actively sell in 103 countries around the world. We sell really only a small amount. We're at the very sort of top end of our industry, focusing on top quality ports, and that, you know, comes about because we're a vertically integrated company. You know, we first bought vineyards back in 1744, so we manage and grow our grapes right the way through to the aging of our products, and an average port that we would sell is about 6 years old. So again, you know, people from an inventory turn point of view, you know, we turn our inventory very slowly. That creates clearly quite a few challenges, particularly in the modern world where, you know, growth, the implication of growth is that we need to continue to invest capital to grow. And for that reason also, I felt that the marriage of our business with the hospitality sector has been very symbiotic in terms of that ability to bring consumers to our city, to emotionally connect with them by showing them what we do in the context of what we do.
Talk about your whole initiative in the hospitality business, because I think from a marketing and outreach perspective, that's really interesting.
Yeah, well, I think, look, the wine industry is a very strange industry in some ways. On a global perspective, what you do is you buy a piece of dirt, you put some vines in it, you know, after about 4 or 5 years you make a wine, and then the first thing you do is you put samples in a suitcase and you rush off around the world trying to find a consumer, and when you found that, you then build a distribution to reach them. That's an old school model, if you like, but today that consumer is coming knocking on your door, and it's not sufficient to put a sign up saying, you know, closed because I'm in San Francisco or Stuttgart or Beijing. You know, you want to open the door and welcome people in, because you will get that much greater emotional connection, and that is I think vitally important for long-term brand loyalty. So you need a quality product, but I think you need to have that engagement with consumers where they are identifying with you. I think it's also important in our business, and the phrase I would use is probably bragging rights. That is to say that if you give people some information and they understand and believe in what you're doing and can and see and taste the quality, then they're likely to go and share that with their friends and family. They're even more likely to do that if they've eventually been to your location and had that emotional connection to your brand. So we've tried very hard to bring these two together, because we do own, you know, city centre locations. We therefore chosen to go into the hospitality business. A lot of people thought I was completely mad when we went into that, and there's probably good reasons why they thought I was completely mad. But nonetheless, we've been able to do that extremely successfully.
I'm still trying to understand. We have CEOs listening in, about 600,000. And why is it that someone should try port if they hadn't? What is it about the customer experience that's different? Obviously, the amount of money it costs is not going to be an issue here for most CEOs, unless their business is really hurting.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to understand the customer experience of why someone will want to, if they haven't had port in the past, shift. If they have had port, they're obviously familiar with you.
Yeah, so I think the basics of what is port, what is a glass of port, is very important, and that is to say that we are making a wine. It's a fortified wine, so what makes it different to table wine is that we are able to stop the fermentation before the all the grape sugar has naturally fermented out into alcohol, and that makes port a little bit sweet, but it also makes it fortified. It's about 20% alcohol by volume, and that creates this incredible rich wine with lots of depth of flavor. But what also makes it unique is that the different aging methods that we use allow us to create different styles of port. So you can marry those with different food. So for example, you can have a Fonseca Bin 27 with a chocolate dessert, or if you want to have a creme brulee, it's probably more appropriate.
That was mine, as I said.
Taylor Fladgate 20-year-old will go very well. Vintage port, very pinnacle of what we do, less than 1.5% of total port production. And in fact, we're here in the States at the moment launching our new vintage port, the 2017 vintage.
You have 1 minute left. Talk about that new vintage.
Well, that's very exciting, because obviously any new vintage port is it's the sort of new baby of the house. It is the bit that underscores the quality of the brand. It's the very pinnacle of what we do. It's what we stand for. It's our reputation. And it These are wines, though, that last for a very, very long time. So the decision to make one is very crucial. It's not a decision that just impacts the business today. It will impact for future generations. So finish port, unusual, rare. We don't make a lot of it. Exceptional quality, great concentration, great power. And what makes this 2017 also very unusual is that it's first time in over 100 years, really, that we have done a back-to-back declaration. In other words, we made the 2016 and we've done the 2017. Very unusual, very special.
And on that note, we're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to answer two questions. If you happen to be running a 327-year-old company, one, what are the dynamics of a family business? And two, how do you innovate? Back in a few.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Adrian Bridge, who is the CEO of Flaggate, and you've been CEO for about 20 years. The company has been around for 327 years, so one of the oldest, most statesman-like companies in the entire world. And so I want to ask you about the dynamic of working in a family business, why a family says we want to maintain control of the business for over 300 years, and what's it like coming into that business?
Firstly, it's a great privilege. I mean, you are coming into a company that has built and generated a reputation over a very long period of time. And I think that for me certainly created a certain degree of trepidation that what could I do, what could I bring to the table that was going to be different and add to this history rather than just assume the position. And in a family company, remember, you've always got this dynamic between what the business needs from the perspective of competing in a global marketplace and being efficient and effective and innovative and doing all that your customers and supply chain requires, and at the same time you've got to keep a family happy that is used to tradition and where they create sometimes importance on certain aspects of the business which are not necessarily totally relevant to the end consumer or to your supply chain, but nonetheless are very important to the family. I had the advantage of coming in from the outside, and that is to say that I married my wife, and about 6 years after that my father-in-law asked me to come to the business. I left from investment banking, and prior to that I'd been in the British military, so I'd had some changes of career, and I shifted from military to banking to the wine industry. But the advantage of coming in from the outside is it was a chance to have a fresh set of eyes and to deal with some of the elephants in the room. A clear one of that is mortality, you know, where you've got older generations who think that, you know, things will just continue the way they have always done, and you've got to deal with it. Okay, well, what are we going to do about this into the longer term? So, you know, I said about creating a family protocol, a rule book, so that people understood what was expected of them. And I think that's very important in family businesses, managing expectations, both in terms of the senior members of the family, the current generation, if you like, doing the work, and the incoming generation that therefore has a perspective of what is expected of them, and yet doesn't feel so much pressure that they don't have the scope to express themselves.
So that's very interesting. So everyone remember, a key word there to me is protocol. So now let's go into a second part, which is you're in a business that is highly traditional, 327 years, some of the best well-known brands, and you took upon yourself something fairly, I would say like a maverick, to create a new category. Talk about the rosé concept in port, because that was to me, in terms of innovation, something very few people have tried before.
Well, I think that's that's a very fine example of being in a very traditional industry where everyone thinks everything's already been done. Everything must have been created, and what else can I bring to the table, if you like? Rosé port to me was fairly obvious. I mean, after all, rosé wine exists, rosé champagne exists, so why not rosé port? And I challenged our winemaking team to be able to make it, and we made it, put some samples together. I then took it to our regulator, and I said, I'd like to...
And just interrupting, people may not know, but this is a highly regulated business.
Well, yes, it very much so. I mean, not only are we European, where regulations tend to be higher anyway, but particularly in an industry that for centuries was seen by the Portuguese state as something that was owned by foreigners, and therefore something where they needed to control it and tax it. And there are instances that go back into the 18th century that stimulated those changes of regulation. So we do sometimes carry a long train of hundreds of years of something happened hundreds of years ago that still actually influences the business today. But you add to that the tendency within Europe to want to have stronger control and stronger regulation. But in any event, to go back to the story, we'd made this product. I took it to our regulator. I said, I'd like to make rosé port. And he said, well, you can't. I said, well, here it is. Taste it. And he said, no. Adrian, you completely missed the point. And I said, what is it? He said, well, look, port is defined as either being red or white. Rosé port doesn't exist. And I said, well, here it is. You know, let's make it exist. And he said, well, to do that, we have to change the law. Okay, well, that sounds simple. Let's change the law. Well, to change the law, we need parliamentary time. We need, which immediately, how am I going to get, time with all the regulators to write a new regulation? And in order to do that, he said, what we need is the entire industry to support it. So it's in the obvious solution was to gain a trademark that would allow us to do this. And we applied for and got the European trademark for alcohol for the word pink. So we were able...
So you got the trademark for the word pink
for alcohol in Europe.
Interesting.
So we were then, basically what we did is we had a brand, Croft, which is a brand. Pink was now a brand. Port we could use. So we produced this thing, and Croft Pink Port. We put it in a clear glass bottle, which, because the color of the glass of the bottle actually isn't regulated, so the consumer understood this was rosé. But nowhere on the bottle, nowhere in our communications did we say that it was rosé. Yes, we drew allusion to it because we launched it on St. Valentine's Day 2008, and we spoke about it, and it's been hugely successful. But and by the way, the law did change in July of 2009, so about 18 months later they did change the law, and everybody, other people are producing it. But at the time,
to what you said would happen.
Yeah, I mean, it was somewhat inevitable that people would follow along, it's managed to create growth in the category without cannibalizing anything else that we've done. It also has a huge advantage because you typically sell it fairly young. So in an industry where our average age might be 6 years and therefore absorbs cash to grow, something that you can sell when it's 6 months old actually generates cash flow and therefore comes in to create this very nice balance within the business.
That is fascinating. So what is the website if a CEO listening in says, I'm interested in port, perhaps I'm interested in rosé?
Well, there is a dedicated site to Croft Pink, so www.croftpink.com. Interestingly, what we did with the pink when we took it to market was that instead of going to the sommelier, where we felt that we would get a sort of more traditional reaction, we took it to the bartenders. We took it to the front of house where they engage very closely with consumers, and they're the people that could use it. And one of the things that we're seeing here in the States particularly is a strong growth in the use of port in cocktails. Very interesting, when we did Croft Pink launch in the States, there was a business in Houston, Texas, they're called Little Bates, a little restaurant that in the first year consumed like 1,000 bottles. We said, what are they doing? We sent someone down to Houston. Let's look at what these guys are doing. There's an extraordinary amount of consumption. And somebody had literally was putting in a slush puppy machine. They had literally said, oh, we'll take your innovation and we'll innovate further with it. They were putting the cork, pouring the slush puppy machine, and they were serving people adult sorbets. And it was a huge success for their business.
And there you have it. That's how you innovate after 327 years. Adrian, a true pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.